When the Lord Jesus says, if your hand offends you, cut it off, is he really commanding self-mutilation? Is he saying that if you cut your hand off, you have a better chance of going to heaven? I don't think so. And I'll tell you why. There are occasions, and we use this in everyday life, when the use of deliberately extreme language actually points up the argument a whole lot more forcefully. And I think that's exactly what the Lord was doing. After all, when you look at the language in itself, say you did chop off your hand, would that really lessen your desire or ability to sin? I don't think so, because Jesus says these things flow out of the heart. Furthermore, in the resurrection, when the body is raised, would you be raised minus a hand? Again, I don't think there's any biblical evidence for that. What I'm saying is that the evidence is the Lord Jesus is speaking here in a way that's meant to get attention. It is meant to be a sort of extreme or over-the-top expression. Just as, for example, I said when I was taking people down to Florida in summertime and seemed to appreciate it, and there was I burning up in the heat with a blazing headache, I said to my wife, if ever you hear me invite anybody to come to Florida again in the summertime, blow my brains out. Now, I was not inviting her to commit murder. It was an extreme statement to make a point. And I think that's what you've got here. And the point that the Lord Jesus is making is a very, very valid point. And it's a very vital point that sin has consequences. Sin leads to hell. And whatever it costs to escape hell is a cost well paid. That's the real force. So don't be putting anything before the salvation of your soul. And if you get that out of what the Lord Jesus is teaching, then you've got something vital. You can't buy your salvation. But there is a price in following Christ. And he said, if you don't count that cost, you can't be his disciple. Whatever the cost, no matter how extreme it may sound to be, make sure you let nothing keep you from following Christ. Let nothing keep you from heaven, because 1 second in hell will make you realize you made a very, very bad bargain.